Coach, you guys have, in your tenure with the Packers, you've obviously have beaten up on the Lions pretty regularly. Is there any particular reasons for that, or is it just the way the rosters have been during these years? But can you kind of talk about that a little bit, your dominance of them?
Well, I really don't spend much time thinking about the past because, you know, every year is different. And every time we line up going into the season, we always view ourselves as a different team, and have an opportunity to spend off-season time on the Lions and the rest of our division opponents. We just try to prepare the best we can, and frankly, this year was a little different because in prior years you prepare in the off season and spend a lot of time with your division opponents, and usually play them in the first 5 or 6 weeks. But not playing the Lions now until week 11 has been different for us. So we're just watching how they've gone about their business from week 1 through 10, and see if our off season studies have helped us. But we just try to spend as much extra time as we can on our division opponents, and in this particular week we know we're playing a damn good football team.
Can you update us on Clay Matthews' status?
Clay Matthews will not be available this week.
Are you getting anybody back that you know of at this point, Coach?
I got a long list here. Who do you want to talk about?
We'll talk about those injuries within themselves. How have you guys been able to maintain through all these injuries? You guys have been hit probably worse than any team in the NFL.
Well, it's a credit to our players and our staff. I mean, we just, it's part of the game. And that doesn't, it's not disrespectful, but doesn't really gain, you don't gain anything. You spend a whole lot of time talking about it. Our team understands that. We've, unfortunately, had to deal with it in the past, so we do have experience in these situations. And, we're just trying to get our guys ready to do what we need to do to win this football game.
How big of a loss is Clay Matthews for you?
Well, I mean, I don't think you could ever measure, what Clay Matthews means to your football team. I mean, he's clearly one of the best, defensive players in the game, in my opinion. He's a dynamic player. He's someone that we try to do a lot with. He gives us, excellent flexibility schematically. He has an outstanding skill set. He's an impact player, so we're more focused on utilizing the players that are available for this week.
Will Jordy Nelson be able to go?
I'm sorry?
Will Jordy Nelson be able to go on Sunday?
Yeah, I thought Jordy looked like his normal self today in practice, so I'm hopeful that we're past his ankle injury.
Hey, Coach, you've really made your run with these injuries. How have you done that, though?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of your question?
You've really made your run now with guys getting hurt. How have you been able to do that?
Well, I just, staying focused on getting better and just trying to play to our strengths. I mean, we feel that you get to a point in the season where, you identify who you are, and your record, it starts with your record. We're a 6-3 football team that's had some adversity, whether it's medically or some games that, we feel that probably got away from us. So you got to learn from those situations and apply it. So we're just about winning and growing each week, and it does get much fancier than that.
Hey, Coach, obviously the Lions play a little bit differently and better in the second half than they do in the first. Do they do anything different from what you see, second half as opposed to the openings?
Well, I think when you see a team that gets better during the course of the game, I think you have to give credit to the players and the coaches of the Lions, because of their ability to adjust and really focus in on what their opponent is trying to do to them. So I think it's a real credit to the Lions, because the obvious is the statistic of the fourth quarter points. I mean, it's very impressive to see the point production in the fourth quarter.
Along those lines, how do you treat the beginning of a game when a team comes out and you're not expecting something that they do? Is it still about what you do best and doing that, or how does that fine line kind of go with you in terms of your play calling and how you treat the game?
Well, I think it's important to try to give your players things that they they have a lot of experience in, and because every game's a little different, even more so in these division games, because we know we play each other twice, so there's a lot more time spent going into this game. We're fortunate enough to come off a bye. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, as far as dealing with unscouted looks or things that you may not have prepared for during the week, it's important for our players to trust their training.
How do you, when you look at their team, they're obviously gone to this three-tackle package on offense, using that more than their two-tight end package. What kind of is that a hard thing to prepare for, whether they're going to do one or both?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you have flexibility with your personnel and formations, it's always more challenging for the defense. And Detroit and Scott Linehan has always done a great job of that. And you know, we have great respect for what they do schematically for their personnel. And I think they're doing a very good job of trying to get their best players on the field and doing things within their packages.
Hey, Coach, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey, Coach, is this a team that you, when you look at it, says 4-5, 0-3 in NFC North, you expect them to come out with either a sense of urgency or desperation?
Well, I'm not really into words like desperation. I think urgency would be more accurate. This is a division game. These are two teams and two coaching staffs that have competed against each other enough now that I think each team knows what to expect. So. That's a tough place to play. I mean, the domes are different, and it's an excellent home field advantage for the Lions, and that's what we're getting ready for.
What does T.J. Lang bring to you?
T.J. Lang's a hell of a football player. You know, he's really one of the upcoming leaders on our football team. He has the ability to play pretty much four positions on the offensive line, probably five. You know, if you ask TJ, because we have repped him some at center, so he gives us great versatility, and he looks pretty natural out there at the right tackle position.
Coach, looking at the tape this year with the Lions, have any players impressed you with their development on the defensive side of the football from last year?
Well, I mean, when you look at the Lions, you definitely have to start with their front. Cliff Averill's playing extremely well as always. Sue and Williams, I think, are definitely impact players inside. I'm a fan of Corey Williams. We drafted Corey, so I think he's definitely someone you always have to contend with. Nick Farley's, I think, definitely improved from a young player. But they're front seven. The linebacker play is playing really tough. Tolich does a great job in the middle, leaving. The secondary is something that we've been spending a lot of time on because we're not exactly sure how that's going to shake out as far as who's playing where and so forth. But very good defense.
Mike, you've dealt with it a little bit too, but when you have so many injuries in the back end like that, what sort of pressures and stresses does it put on your front seven? How do you have to compensate for that with your defensive line or linebacker sometimes?
Well, I think, in my opinion, viewing their defense and how they operate, Gunther Cunningham is outstanding football coach, and that defensive line, that defensive front's going to make you go. I mean, they're going to play, make you play in a certain range from a time clock standpoint, and really the secondary, fits into the front. But as far as the way we view those guys, it starts with the front.
And coaches, Sue doesn't have the stats that he once had as a rookie. When you look at the film, does he still have that same impact that he had in 2010?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's impactful. I think that's sometimes where statistics don't always tell the whole story. You definitely see the quarterback pressures and his ability to penetrate. He's someone that you have to be aware of, and he's definitely a focus of ours from a game plan standpoint.
Coach, going back to Detroit's secondary, they added Pat Lee this week. What kind of football players are the Lions getting in Lee?
Pat's a good football player. He did a great job for us and was actually really good on special teams too. He can really run and we're looking forward to compete Sunday, but on a personal note, it'll be good to see Pat.
Hey, Jim Schwartz made some comments about sporting clays this summer after you took your team clay shooting.
I'm sorry?
I said Jim Schwartz made some comments about no sporting clays this summer after you took your team skeet shooting. I was just wondering how much that annoyed you or rubbed you the wrong way or what you thought of those comments.
Well, I had a hell of a time. It was the first time I ever been skeet shooting. I highly recommend it.
Well, how much
especially
of a,
the way especially the way we did it. It was it was a neat experience. Our football team enjoyed it. The local police, facilitated it for us, which really is one of the reasons why we actually did it, because the safety aspect of it was the focus. But it was a really cool experience.
It did seem like you gave him a retort on a radio interview after that. Did it rub you the wrong way, or what did you make of it when he said that?
No, I think sometimes, it's probably no different for any other head coach. Sometimes you try to be funny, and it doesn't always work on the radio. So,
well, how about just in general? How much of a rivalry is there between these two teams? Greg Jennings and Tellock got into it a little bit on Twitter after some interviews too.
Oh, I think this is a good rivalry. I think because you're looking at two teams that are built with young, good football players, and hopefully we're playing against each other for a long time. So I think it's a natural rivalry, just the history of the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this game. This is a great game for our fans.
Hey, Mike, one thing on that about Aaron Rodgers, that it's kind of been part of his makeup that's been known for a while, is the chip on the shoulder that he plays with. That 60 Minutes piece, I think Clay and Greg talked about quarterback management and being careful what they say about him. How much does he use that to his advantage to I don't know if it's being overly sensitive or playing with a chip on his shoulder, but how well does that work for him?
I apologize, I haven't seen the 60-minute piece yet, but we do have a DVR at the house, so at some point I'll get to watch it. as far as the chip on his shoulder, I think it's something that probably went on more in his younger years. It's obviously fun to coach Aaron Rodgers, just for what he brings to the table. He's a great football player, but he's also a fine young man that's got a lot of depth to him. He's got a lot going on. I think it's something that he learns from. But if it still motivates him, then I'm all for it. I can't press the chip enough, because whatever he's doing, it's working.
What is it that makes him so good? Is it attitude? Is it preparation?
Well, I think he has all those things. I mean, he's a real student of the game. He's very much in tune with his fundamentals and where he's at physically in his career. I think you see that a lot. Professional football players, when they get into their late into their 20s, and they really got to figure it out. So physically, he's in great shape. He's on top of his game, but he's more importantly, he's on top of everything that goes on with our offense. So just the constant communication that he has with whether it's the centers and the line and the running backs and tight ends, and it's really what makes us go, because the design of our offense is always built around making the quarterback successful. He's totally bought into that, and it speaks volumes on why he's having the type of year that he's having.
Hey, Coach, is John Kuhn coming back this week? Is he okay?
I'm sorry, who's that?
John Kuhn, your running back.
John Kuhn? Yeah. John practiced today. Looks good. We'll work him again tomorrow, and he'll be reevaluated by the medical staff on Friday.
One thing about him is just wondering, with your sack rate up so much this year, losing Bilaga on the right, and how important is that going to be as far as the protection of Aaron and Cliff, going against essentially a guard there on the left?
Well, we have a lot of respect for Cliff. Cliff is an outstanding football player, but also we have a lot of confidence in TJ Lang. So, we have a plan. It's different playing up here on the turf and in a dome stadium, so those are definitely